Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome back to hour number two. Glad you could be with us on a Monday evening. Danny Garcia and Larry Bluestein taking you up until 8 o'clock. If you missed anything in the first hour or anything tonight that you'll miss, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and there we are, South Florida High School Sports. And you'll get to hear Baylen Trujillo, Coach Kevin Mujica talking a little bit of Miami Palmetto Girls Championship flag football. So we ended the first hour with Marcus Benjamin from Canes County. If you look at the talent in South Florida, I mean, we don't have to tell you. I mean, there are some of the best football players in the country. And this upcoming class of 2025, which is seniors, is loaded. Loaded with receivers. Got some of the top receivers in the nation right here in South Florida. One of them is somebody who burst on the scene 2 years ago. In the last 2 years alone, he's caught 100 balls for over 2,000 yards. He's one of the top players, as we said, in the nation from West Broward High School. Joshua Moore is kind enough to join us this evening. Josh, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday.
Yes, sir. Of course, thank you for having me.
Anytime. Talk about this process. I mean, you know, I mean, this is, I mean, I guess as I talked to Coach Mack, I think a lot of those players on that team can thank you for getting all these college coaches out there, because when they come out, they get a chance to see some of the other players. Talk about what this has meant to you, because I know that you love the game and, I mean, you just want to get out there and produce. How have you handled all the success and everybody wanting to see you at every step?
It's awesome to me. I take it day by day. I handle it all. Like, I know I've been working for this since I was younger. I got what I worked for, tried to set in my craft, went out and did that. Just doing the best I can.
Right. And the thing, too, is great is, you know, there's a lot of players that you talk about to coaches or, you know, to other people, and they go, well, you got to see this guy. You got to see this guy. And when they come and see you, okay, they're not all that impressed. But there are two guys that last year I talked heavily about, and every time somebody went to see them, you – and obviously, three with Josiah Trader and JJ from Chaminade. Talk about that, because you're consistent. Every time you come, you have great hands. You run tremendous patterns. What do you love most about playing receiver?
I love most about playing receiver is I run a crispy route and then catch the ball and then turn it up for touchdown. It's always like you painting your own picture, basically. Right. Like, you know what you worked for. You did that. You know you worked that all damn practice with your coach, and you did it good, and you went out there and performed. So that's one of the parts I love about it, for real.
Right. And I know that, obviously, since your sophomore year going into your junior year, college coaches have been out there. Do you just take that in stride? Because I know that there's got to be dozens and dozens of colleges, you know, wanting to check you out, want to call you, want to contact you. Have you learned pretty much to kind of balance that out now? And if you have, who's helped you, you know, kind of, you know, hold off? All, you know, because you know as well as I do, if any college is going to invite you up and they're going to roll out the red carpet just to get you there. But you kind of have to sort through that. What's the process been for you recruiting wise?
Just been taking everything day by day, taking it slow. Just like sometimes when I have to do my work and I can't talk to the coach right now, hey, coach, I can't talk to you right now. I'm busy with work. I'll call you tomorrow and everything. Just having good communication and keeping contact. Really.
Right. And I mean, and you know, I mean, some of the big schools come out, you know, I mean, obviously Billy Gonzalez from Florida, I've seen, I only know this because Coach Mack posts all the pictures of the coaches that come by. Pat Surtain, who used to be head coach down here at American Heritage Plantation, former Dolphin at FSU, obviously Kevin Beard at University of Miami. But talk about, because we have a lot of young kids that listen, talk about the balance between athletics and academics, and who's behind you doing so well in the classroom. Parents, brothers, who has helped you set that, you know, balance between athletics and academics?
You know, you gotta do your academics first. Football, I mean, school come first. Make sure your homework good, class work good before you even try to go through anything on the field. Got to keep that first, because without grades, you can't be done. And right. who really just helped me keep that mindset was my parents, my coaches, receiver coach, head coach, and my teammates around me. It's all like a brotherhood. We all help each other out when we can.
No doubt. Joshua Moore joins us. Going to be a senior wide receiver at West Broward this year. If you had one or two things that you need to work on before you get to college, what would those be?
Shaking my hips, getting in and out of my breaks better.
Right. And, well, being somebody who runs tremendous patterns, and I know you work at it hard, And your hands are extremely good. I mean, you know, I mean, last year's a perfect example. In the spring jamboree a year ago, when you guys were at Gibbons, you made a tremendous catch coming across the middle that a lot of kids might not have made, because, I mean, you're more of a physical, you're 6'3". Catching the ball is one thing. Sinking your hips, obviously, is part of the process. And certainly, you know, I noticed one thing that you like to do, and I saw it in the South Dade game last year. People don't realize that South Dade had two of the top defensive backs in the country who are young kids, but you went up for the ball high. And obviously that's something you got to teach. Very few people do that, and you do it extremely well. What are you looking forward to the most for your final season in high school?
I'm looking forward to winning another
district title last year. No doubt. And last year you got an opportunity to win the district, have a state playoff game against South Dade. Certainly you've enhanced things. And I can't thank you enough, Josh, for joining us this evening. I appreciate you. I appreciate Coach Mack. And we'll see you plenty this year.
Yes, sir. Have a nice one.
You too. Joshua Moore, wide receiver, West Broward. Tell you, if you haven't seen him, this kid's a big time kid. He's got all the measurables. As I said, he's 6'3", weighs about 210, 205, 210. Big body kid, runs extremely well. I mean, that's why schools like Miami and Florida, Florida State, Georgia, Arkansas, a ton of schools that have been on him. I mean, every day, you know. I see that Auburn and Colorado and Georgia Tech and Maryland, the list goes on, because that's why during this type of last week and this week, there's so many college coaches that are down in this area, and they have an opportunity, you know, to go into the schools and talk to the coaches, say hello to the kids, maybe watch them in practice. But, yep, Don't forget that name, Joshua Moore, because he's a big-time kid. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. Now, they treat athletes of all levels, whether it's elite pros or active adults or even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk to two-time defending state champion, Christopher Columbus head coach, Dave Dunn.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.